Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Matters. Lies have consequences. Over 2 years ago, a torrent of lies swept Dominion and election officials across America into an alternative universe of conspiracy theories, causing grievous harm to Dominion and the country.
And now, $786 million later, Fox has agreed to a settlement where they're going to pay about half of what Dominion was suing them for, $1.6 billion, because Fox decided that $750 million on a settlement without an official public acknowledgement of wrongdoing and without having to require its anchors and opinion hosts who perpetuated the lies to go on the air and admit such. Because that could have well been part of the order. That could have well come out that way, and that could have been part of a settlement. They figure it's better to pay. So there's a lot to be said about this. 437-1620, 437-1620. I don't think anybody is surprised. Listen, if you're surprised by this outcome, I don't know. Maybe read the articles more. Like, it's seriously, like, there's nothing surprising about it. The only thing that's surprising is that facing a $1.6 billion win, Dominion would agree not to go forward with the lawsuit and just take the settlement of $750 million. Like, that's honestly the fact that they just said, okay, sure, fine, we'll take it. Now, I understand why they take it, partially because get it over with, partially because in any time you put something in front of a jury, you never know for sure, right? That's always kind of the whole point of going through a jury trial, is you never know for sure. But this was, you know, as slam dunk a case as you could get. The evidence is already in the public that many of the Fox hosts suspected or knew or should have known, or all three, that the things they were saying about the Dominion voting systems and other elements of the false claims of election fraud were false and that they didn't believe them. Now, it's one thing if you say it, but you're not sure. Okay, that can still be defamation if you don't do your job. But it's another thing entirely if you say it and you know or believe it to be false. That's defamation. And I know some of you, perhaps many of you, you're like, Andrew, I like you a lot. I agree with you a lot. You know, I love your perspective. I'm a conservative too, but I still think the election was stolen. Okay. If Fox could prove any of this, the lawsuit would have gone to trial and they would offer the evidence, because truth is an absolute defense in defamation cases. You understand? The claims of election fraud relating to these voting systems were false, and Fox just admitted it. You say, Andrew, they didn't admit wrongdoing. Okay. The falsity is not in question. The only question is whether it's defamation in addition to being false. And that's not a question anymore, or they wouldn't have paid $750 million. Because, you know, Fox is not going to let their anchors and hosts get up on TV and provide MSNBC and CNN their content for the next 10 years by having to admit that they lied about the things that they were saying on air, or that they, you know, allowed President Trump to make claims that were demonstrably false, or that at least they should have known were false, under the guise that it was somehow newsworthy that he was saying these false things, which has kind of been the argument, which the judge said you can't, that's not a good defense. That's not an acceptable defense. You can't do that. So this, listen, I understand why Fox paid, because in their view, it's worth $750 million to avoid the additional harm to their reputation they would have to have if this went on. It's cheaper to pay than to have to deal with the facts coming out more and more in the public about how they misrepresented this particular story. And by the way, this is not the end of it, because you got, as you've heard, you know, Fox News at the top of the hour reporting that there are other cases coming. And those cases are going to have to be settled, too, because they're not going to want to go to trial for any of that stuff. as one person texted me in earlier this morning. All right, the cash register is open. It's just a question of price now. And I agree. I think that's accurate. So for, again, the kind of holdouts who still think there were all of these widespread voting fraud, the election was stolen, all of that kind of stuff, you can still have questions. You can still wish we had handled the objections better or whatever, but come on. You know, come on. This was maybe sort of the last holdout of sorts to believe that all of the reporting around this done by, and I played clips of Sidney Powell. I played clips of the president, and I talked about whether I thought they made sense or not, and at the time I had some questions, a lot of questions, and you haven't heard me play that in a long time. And you've heard me say repeatedly that I think the election was what it was. And these claims were not accurate. And this is no surprise at all. Because it wasn't just, you know, people being unsure. It was people who didn't do their due diligence or knew. And, you know, sometimes a blend of both. So this is a big, this is a huge win, obviously, for Dominion. This is a huge loss for Fox. Interestingly, it also puts other competitor conservative news media out there that might try to run against Fox to the right, and they have been, it puts them on notice. You saw the Alex Jones suit, right? And the judgment there. So they are have to be aware. They have to be aware that they can't just say all these conspiratorial things and not get sued for it if it's defamatory. So we'll see how that changes the. And by the way, not a broadcast issue. This is in any medium. This is if you say it, if you print it, if you broadcast it. It doesn't matter because defamation doesn't depend on being broadcast. 717 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Candy's got traffic for you.
And not showing any slowdowns yet. Longleaf, Mobile Highway, and Pine Forest all checking in clear. We take a look downtown. Chase, Gregory, and Garden also checking in without delays this morning. Traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you are getting ready to do a home improvement project of any kind, and so you need hammers and nails, or you need saws, you need safety equipment, you need, I mean, anything related to hardware, you go to Pensacola Hardware because they have a fantastic selection. Like, it's the kind of store that you just don't see because they've been doing this since 1851. And you go in there, and it just feels like the history of everything in Pensacola. And I know people who say that, you know, I love that store. My dad took me there. And dad says, I love that store because grandpa took me there. I mean, like, in one family, kind of they have that experience. And that's the way it feels when it goes there. It's like, oh, man, this is amazing. So if you're working on a home improvement project or you just want, like, if you've never been, do it as, like, a sightseeing trip. Just go in and be like, just to find out. Because I'm telling you, you're going to go in and you're it's going to blow your mind.
It's amazing.
So go to Pensacola Hardware and just look around. Even if that's the only exposure you have, that's fine. There's a start for everybody. 20 East Gregory Street, right downtown, Pensacola Hardware.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck because the redesigned 2023 Subaru Outback shares your spirit. The Outback can take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. And Subaru's estimated highway fuel economy for non-turbo 2023 Outback models is up to 32 miles per gallon. And comparing information from competitors' website, the Outback has more ground clearance than Honda CR-V or Toyota RAV4. So you can take on the path less traveled with ease. And when Experian Automotive studied vehicles in operation versus total new registrations, they found that 97% of Outback vehicles sold in the last 10 years are still on the road today, which means you can explore your world with confidence. The 2023 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Actual mileage may vary. Clearance comparisons as of June 2022. Experian data for model years 2012 to 2021 as of December 2022.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Allow me to give you four get-along statements from Philippians chapter 2. Statement number one, have the same love. The Bible tells us to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love thy neighbor as thyself. Statement number two, obey the prohibition against strife and vainglory. Essentially, God says stop it. Statement number three, have a humble heart. The Bible calls it lowliness of mind. Statement number four, stop looking at how to help yourself and start looking at how to help others. If you'll practice these four principles in your workplace, in your marriage, or in any human relationships, you will find them to be four very effective get-along principles.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
I've been collecting watches since around 2018. Made my first big purchase thinking that was going to be my only watch. When you're looking at watches and you're doing them online, or if you're in the secondary market, it can be scary because there's a lot of fakes. And I really do focus in on coming in to an authorized dealer like Berets for any of the Omega or Breitling purchases. They will let you try it on, take pictures, go home, think about it, and just really set your mind at ease.
Come visit us at Berets Jewelers.
You can listen to News Radio Pensacola on the radio at 92.3, 95.3, or AM 1620. Online at newsradio923.com or on our mobile app.
You talking to me? You talking to me? Then who the hell else are you talking to? You talking to me? Well, I'm the only one here.
Yo, Vanilla, kick it one time, boy.
Oh, yeah. Gotta, gotta.
Check it out, because Ice is rhyming.
Have you seen his Home Improvement show? Not bad.
Okay. All
right. It's good. I was surprised.
Let's just say not all of the Vanilla Ice music ages so well, but it's still fun to hear the stuff you grew up on. It's still fun to hear that stuff. 722 on News Radio 92.3, informative local throwbacks. I'm Andrew McKay. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
The Supreme Court expected to make an announcement on abortion medication mifepristone at some point today. Earlier this month, a judge ruled to block production and distribution of the drug nationwide. Twitter facing criticism after removing transgender people from its hateful conduct policy. The company updated its abuse and harassment policy last week. It removed a sentence that explicitly protected transgender people from offensive comments. And Buffalo Bills player Damar Hamlin cleared to return to football now. Of course, he suffered a heart attack during a Monday night football game against the Bengals last season. Bills GM Brandon Bean says the doctors that examined Hamlin were all in agreement to clear him to return to playing football.
All right. Thanks so much.
Did he die on the field?
Pretty much.
He had a heart attack and then came back. But yeah, right. So it was scary.
Okay.
Pretty scary.
Pretty impressive recovery to be cleared to return this quick after something
right?
like that.
Yeah. Welcome back. Keep playing. David, thanks so much for the update. I saw this yesterday, and I thought it was interesting because it's the kind of thing where you immediately understand where she's at. This is a mom on TikTok from Ohio talking about losing a kid in a kind of a public sort of area.
I lost my 3-year-old in a kid's play place today, and thank God for TikTok. Another mom actually found her for me and found her way faster than if I had done what I normally would have done. I went 7 years without losing one of my children. And this play place is huge. It runs the entire length of this giant science museum, and the kids love it. It has a lot of little nooks and crannies, and she was going back and forth between one of the barns and the little farm stall, just back and forth. And I was talking to another mom that we came there with because our two boys were playing because they're older. And all of a sudden, I don't know where my 3-year-old is.
And it's a terrifying experience because, you know, if you're in that situation, what you're doing is and she even does this on the video. She's like, I'm talking to her with my head and then I'm looking for my kid. I'm talking to her with my head and then looking at the kid, because that's what you do. You know, you have this internal sense like, you know, make sure the food's not burning on the stove. Make sure the kid's not lost. Right. You kind of every once in a while, you know, I need to check. And she does a swivel leg and nothing. And then you go searching.
So I started calling her name. Right after I started calling her name, a little light bulb went off in my head that I remembered a TikTok that I had seen probably over a year ago that I watched, and I just kind of put it back in the back of my brain to never really think about again. But it was of a mom who had lost her kid in, I believe, a grocery store, and instead of yelling out the kid's name, she yelled out the description of what her child was wearing, and she was able to find her kid way faster. So that is what I did. I stopped calling out her name, and I started yelling, little girl, pink shirt, pink Minnie Mouse shirt. And that is what I started yelling. And I'm sure people thought that I was a little crazy.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Because nobody knows the name that you're yelling. You're yelling the name to get the kids' attention.
Of course.
No. Recruit the searchers. You know, tell the other moms and dads is what I'm looking for.
She was probably only missing for maybe a minute to a minute and a half. But for me, it felt like eternity. Like I said, 7 years and I've never lost one of my children. This was the first time. Yes, it was in a kid's play place, but they can still get out. She's like a little ninja. She gets everywhere. And there's a lot of little nooks and crannies, like I said.
Like so I raised White my House voice lawn.
And I was like, little girl, pink shirt, Minnie Mouse. And I heard behind me after I'd already passed other moms repeating that. And I was like, thank God. And I just kept going. And then I didn't see her in the other far corner. So then I came back the other way and I was still saying, little girl, Minnie Mouse, pink shirt. Probably should throw her age in there or her hair color, but you know, that was just the quickest thing I could think of to say and say it loud. And luckily a mom said, little girl, pink shirt, Minnie Mouse. And I was like, yes. And that was her.
Absolutely. I'd never thought of it. It's brilliant. Totally agree. And especially because if you think about it this way, what if the worst is actually happening? Like, what if that kid's being abducted? Okay. And you, instead of yelling out the name, which doesn't do anything, you still yelling out the appearance. And somebody sees somebody has got her, they're going to figure that out. They're going to, I mean, there's a possibility of intervening at that point where you might not otherwise be able to. So this is.
That's genius.
I'd never thought of
terrifying,
it. It is terrifying. Yeah. We've only ever had one time where we were really concerned about a kid and it was at SeaWorld of all places. And all of a sudden, like, where's the toddler? Oh, man. You know, and like we found him. It was no big deal. But it's a horrifying experience. So there's your piece of advice today from TikTok of all things. Good grief.
See? Not the worst.
Every time, once in a while. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Roads are not showing any slowdowns. Not yet. Highway 90 is clear in Milton and Pete Ridge and Pace. I mentioned that. Lillian, Jackson, Navy, New Warrington, all accident-free, too, on the west side. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, if you've got a business, you got employees, and you love dealing with, you know, payroll and benefits and dental, vision, life, disability, and human resources, I mean, great. If you love it, if that's your thing, you know, that's your thing, baby, do your thing, whatever. But if you're like most people and you didn't get into business to do that stuff, that's the red tape that you have to put up with, and it's kind of mind-numbing and annoying. That's why you call Torgerson Causey, because they like that stuff. They're weird. It's cool. They're weird in a cool way, like, because they can help you do the things that you don't like to do, and they do it better. They can probably save you money. They can probably give your employees options they didn't have before. I know that's what happened here for us at News Radio in Cat Country about 5 or 6 years ago when we started with them. For more than 20 years, they've been doing this for local companies. And they, you know, answer the phone. They get back to you when they don't know it immediately. They're always very, very diligent. I mean, it was a real upgrade for us when we switched to them. 433-9996 for Torgerson Causey, or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. 728 here on News Radio 92.3 and informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? I'm going to tell you this as an aside without, I mean, I might not get into any particular story. Every day there's enough news on LGBT related topics. These days it tends to be trans issues. I could do the whole show just on that every day. And most of the time I'm like, nah. It's like, it's so much. It's all, that's why, like, we have these three bills. We've been talking about them. These three bills in the Florida legislature today. The bathroom ban bill, which I think is, should not pass. It will, but I think it should not, because it's just not well crafted legislation. The bill about banning children and getting surgeries, that one I agree with. That's going to pass. And then the other one dealing with drag shows, which I also think is a poorly crafted bill. It's just dumb. It's dumb and it's already prohibited. So anyway, but they're going to pass as well. But there are all kinds of other things. Like, I mean, just, you know, headline-y kinds of stuff. Did you see the story about the person that was in the kid basically was in this competition in like a, what was it? It was like a card competition, like a Pokemon thing. And he was being asked his gender identity, his pronouns. And he was kind of uncomfortable about it just because he was not familiar with that. And he couldn't remember what pronouns he was supposed to say, because people who don't use specialized pronouns don't think about it. And he kind of chuckled. And the guy at the table, who himself was trans, got upset, reported him. He got banned from the tournament for, like, laughing at being asked what his pronouns were because he just didn't know any better. You got a disc golf. You got women's disc golf losing to born males because men are stronger, faster, more agile. I mean, just, you know,
disc golf.
Yeah. This is like all these different sports, you're seeing the same exact thing. It's bizarre. You know, the University of Miami comes out with advice saying, you know, if you're unhappy and depressed and you have gender identity issues, you can get body transformation surgery pushed at the University of Miami. You got Washington. You know, we've got the bill that's banning it for minors. Washington State is running a bill that looks like it's going to become law that allows minors to get transgender surgeries and hormone therapy without the consent of their parents, even. Like, without even having to tell them. This is just, we are in a really bizarre place as a country right now.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Tesla cutting prices again on its electric vehicles.
The nearly 5% cut for the most popular Model 3 EV pushes the starting price to less than $40,000, while prices for the Model Y SUVs are dropping more than 5%.
Fox's Carmen Roberts, Tesla founder and Twitter CEO Elon Musk, discussing the future of artificial intelligence.
It's very likely that people will use the AI as a tool in elections.
Musk on Fox's Tucker Carlson tonight adds he will launch his own AI platform. Four shot dead at a residence in rural Maine about 30 miles northeast of Portland. The motorist hit by gunfire Tuesday on I-295. Cops arresting Joseph Eaton, charging him with murder. Second ever hearing in 50 years on UFOs today in the Senate before the Armed Services Committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3 59. It is sunny right now in Pensacola. In an effort to help local Hurricane Sally victims, Escambia and Santa Rosa counties both considering a program to allow them to buy back homes damaged during the storm. Santa Rosa County Grant and Special Programs Director Lainey Burritt says it'll probably be about a year before they know if they'll be receiving that grant funding.
It's a rare opportunity that became available to us. It does, in order for residents to qualify, there does have to be a direct tie back to Hurricane Sally, and also that it is for low to moderate income families, and that the space that we acquire would be green space in perpetuity.
And Santa Rosa County applied for $5 million in funding. Escambia County applied for about $3 million. The treasurer of a local Little League organization and a teacher at Northview High School has now been accused of misusing more than $16,000 in funds. Paula Pugh, the treasurer and bookkeeper for the Northwest Escambia Little League. She's accused of using the funds for personal use between July of 2021 and December of last year. Investigators say they uncovered 43 transactions deemed as being for personal use. Pugh was arrested on Tuesday. She's been released on $5,000 bond. Despite the hardships facing the airline industry, many major airlines are still moving forward with popular seasonal routes for the summer season. Southwest Airlines adding nonstop routes to Austin and to Denver here at the Pensacola Airport.
United, you're going to see some Denver flights too. And American, American's going to be very busy here this summer. Obviously, their DCA flight is up to Washington is a very popular flight.
Airport Director Matt Coughlin there, and he says the seasonal flights will start rolling out around Memorial Day. District 2 Representative Alex Andrade's higher education bill will be up for discussion today at the state. A man and woman after finding a stolen vehicle yesterday at a local Waffle House. 25-year-old Dominic Cree and 38-year-old Amber Rogers were arrested. Deputies say Cree had the keys to that stolen vehicle on him. He was arrested on vehicle theft charges, being held on $2,500 bond. Rogers also facing vehicle theft charges and a drug possession charge. She was being held on $11,000 bond. The city of Pensacola inviting the public to the opening of the Blake Doyle Community Skate Park here in just over a week now. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held Tuesday, May 2nd at 3 in the afternoon. That park will be located underneath I-110 along North Hayne. And as soon as they hold the opening ceremony, it will be the park itself will be open. It features about 25,000 square feet of skatable surface area for skaters of all skill levels and, they say, all ages as well. The skate park also includes a beginner area, multi-level skate plaza, two skate bowls, and additional space for gathering areas as well. 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at your traffic on the fives with Candy.
Not showing any slowdowns right now. 98 clear from Navarre into Gulf Breeze into Pensacola. And Shamukla Highway, Woodbine, taking a look in pace. And Milton Berry Hill also clear. No slowdown in Guernsey or Giddens Lane either. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Happy Wednesday. Good morning. Another chilly morning in the 50s and even some 40s. But today, a lot like the last couple of days, it will be sunny during the afternoon hours and we'll have highs in in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Now, Thursday morning and Friday morning look to be a little bit warmer, only into the 60s for lows. That should be an improvement. And highs will stay near 80 degrees to finish out the work week. We do have a pretty high chance of rain for Saturday morning, sitting at 60%. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, sunshine 59 in Pensacola, 61 in Gulf Breeze, 51 in Milton. Our next news at 8 o'clock. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. People seeking messenger RNA vaccines for COVID-19 for the first time will get one. Updated shot targeting both Omicron variant and the original strain of the virus under new moves rolled out by the federal health officials. The FDA also authorized a second booster of the updated shots for people at high risk of COVID. The agency's actions mark the latest tweaks to COVID shots and could be followed up by further efforts to simplify the complicated vaccination regimen, perhaps by cementing plans for a once-a-year shot for most people. Some 155,000 federal workers, including 35,000 from Canada's tax agency, went on strike at midnight in what their union is calling one of the largest strikes in the country's history. The Public Service Alliance of Canada said the strike was called after talks with the government failed to produce an agreement. Picket lines are set up at more than 250 locations. The strike involving the Canadian Revenue Agency comes as tax returns are due. That's Your Money Now.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 9 to join me, Tasca King, and I'll show you how to navigate through the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Listen to local talk in your morning and afternoon drive. Local experts during the day with the Pensacola Expert Panel. And national talk with Brian Kilmeade and Dave Ramsey. Listen to local news and Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. Along with WEAR News during your afternoon drive and at 10 p.m. We have your traffic on the fives during your commute. And when breaking news hits, we have you covered. News Radio 92.3, now heard on 95.3 and AM 1620.
Good morning, 7:39, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Joining us now, as he does every Wednesday at this time, Mayor of Pensacola, D.C. Reeves, who is out of town, Mr. Mayor. Tell him where you're at, sir.
Yeah, I'm looking at Harvard Yard right now, but I'm not going to say it in that accent that everybody says Harvard Yard. But,
you're not going to do Harvard Yard? Come on.
You still need a napkin?
Yeah, so I'm in Harvard finishing up the fellowship at the Harvard Graduate School of Design. And so I present on Thursday, talking about our Hells T. Williams project that we've been talking about for about 20 years and seeing if we can try to figure out a way to get it done. So looking forward to that. And, yep, so I've made it up here and dusted my jackets back off, and I'm back in the Northeast.
Outstanding. Dusted your jackets back off. That's so funny. I know whenever we travel to the North, I always have to think to myself, now, what do I need to pack again? How is this going to be different? Because I've forgotten all those things.
Right. I didn't do a perfect job of that, for sure. I did not do a perfect job.
Lots of things that are going to be on the agenda next week for the city council meeting that you and I have been talking about for some time. We'll get to that in just a second. Before, I just want to make sure I don't forget to do this. Charlie Pepler is no longer is he effectively now no longer the city attorney? And who is the acting city attorney right now?
Yeah, no, he is through the end of this month.
Okay.
And the procedure moving forward is we will hire an interim city attorney And then at that point, we'll go ahead. And really, we wanted to put the city in a position where they're not having to rush or scramble for a new permanent city attorney.
Got it.
I thought it would be more prudent for us to hire someone interim, you know, a firm or locally, and then that will give us the runway we need. But, you know, as I said, I've got a lot of respect for Charlie. You know, he's been in this business a long, long time. You know, with any administration, you know, you go in different directions and have different priorities on things. But it doesn't say anything, you know, negative about the person. We just changing priorities, and we're going to move forward with that. So I'm looking forward to the future, not only in city attorney's office, but of course, you know, in several departments across the city.
Yeah. So I just want to press a little bit more and kind of ask the question: what is the reason? Because, you know, I understand sometimes when city attorneys aren't doing their job. I understand that. But I am curious if there is a public reason that you're giving for making this decision, because it was an ask for resignation, right? It wasn't a resignation. It wasn't a firing. It was sort of that somewhere in between mode, right?
Right, exactly. And again, I mean, I think what indicates that is how amicable this has been, and the respect I have for Charlie is obviously, you know, he has been, that's been announced for a while now. He still remains our, you know, acting city attorney. This is not an issue of thinking that, you know, he can't, you know, represent us for another day or another week. But, you know, I'll keep a lot of the details between us as we have in the release. But at the end of the day, I really mean what I say when, you know, when you start this as mayor and you have 850 employees in several departments, you know, you assess a lot of different things, and, you know, you decide to stay in this direction, go in a different direction. And that's not just in the city attorney's office. That's in a lot of departments. So, as I said, I'll kind of keep the details, kind of between us. But it's, as I said, it's nothing immoral or unethical or anything like that. And as I said, I've got a lot of respect for Charlie. It's just, you know, a difference of opinion and a difference of priority. And why we made that change and why we're moving forward.
One last question just on this subject, because it was raised to me and I hadn't been thinking about it. He's going to get severance pay, which I know the amount of severance for an employee of his duration is relatively set. But the thing is, if somebody is, either fired for cause or, you know, released from their contract, whatever terminology you want to use, I understand severance in that case. But his letter says he resigned, and typically when you resign, you don't get severance. So can you maybe just clarify that for me?
With resignation, it's the opposite. If you get fired, if you were fired from the job, you don't necessarily get severance. And remember, I'm new in city policy. That's the technical aspects of this. To make sure we're accurate, you probably wouldn't need to talk to Ted Kircher, but ultimately, a firing would not cause any, you know, do you have any severance or and so it, that's what's happened in this case is this is a resignation. So this is not a firing. This is a resignation.
So okay. So you may want to check in, just because my sense is it's the opposite, that it's, you know, when somebody is sort of pushed out, that's when they get severance. When somebody leaves, they don't get it. But, you know, I'll let you go talk to the HR people and make sure it was a question that was raised for me, and I hadn't thought about it till I read the letter. I'm like, oh, well, that is an interesting question.
And it might be the point might be around the word we're using here too, in terms of whether it's, yeah. So anyway, yes, happy to clarify that for you.
Cool. The thing is, next week we've got all kinds of stuff that is on the agenda. Let's get into some of that. To my mind, and it might seem like a silly thing to a lot of people, but I know for a lot of people, this is a huge news note. You finally have a proposal in front of city council for a warning system for Graffiti Bridge.
Yeah, I know. We're going to try to, you know, as I said, the press conference, if you're going to run through a structural item and then hit the bridge, God help you. I don't know what else we can do for you. But, we are going to move forward with an actual structural element on both sides of the bridge, which, you know, people ask me, and I think they're waiting with bated breath for this technical term. And I say, well, it's this arm with chimes on it. You know, I mean, that's ultimately what it is. I don't know what the technical term is, but it would be a structural warning, something that would hit the top of your truck before you would ever get to the bridge. So the first step, as you saw on the agenda, is to get the funding source. So we had to, you know, kind of reallocate, and we've got to get that, because we're doing that, we got to get that approval from city council. So that's what you see on the agenda. That doesn't mean it'll be up to the next day. It just means that will now, you know, with our partners, FDOT, that, of course, you know, the city road is on the north side, FDOT on the south side, we'll start that process. But obviously, we've started this process already in terms of getting pricing, trying to find something that we know will be permitted, all that kind of stuff. That's all done. It's just a matter of now we got the money, go spend it and get the thing constructed and put up.
And if you look at it, the picture that's in the agenda is basically a iron bar vertical and an iron crossbar held up with a chain, and then dangling chimes basically below that, set to the height that if you hit these chimes, you're going to hit that bridge. And I know there's going to be a little bit of work just making sure that we get the right height for the chimes, because part of the problem is not merely the clearance of the bridge, but the fact that when a long truck is underneath the bridge, that the point of the tires on either side is higher than the point at the bottom dip point. So there's all those kind of logistical factors, but it's basically a physical hit this, hit that kind of thing. And it's up on our Facebook page if people want to see it. But I'm weirdly irrationally excited about ending the tragic encounters at Graffiti Bridge once and for all. So you can finally be the mayor to put that stuff to rest.
We're going to give it our best shot. I mean, we think this is the best shot to date of at least, as I said, I can't promise you someone isn't going to bust right through the chimes and hit the bridge, but I think we're in much, much better position with this in place than we were before.
Agreed. Hang on for just a second. We're talking to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Let's go to Candy with traffic on the fives.
There is an accident, 57th Avenue and Lillian, right near the church and the graveyard there, but it has been moved off to the side so you can get around. But if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The
bridge is fine.
Somebody called it, D.C. Somebody calls it on my texting line. A trailer tickler.
There you go.
It's a trailer tickler. I love that.
Technical is a term as I've heard.
Yeah, so I love it. Put in the tickler. Okay, so that's what we're going to go with. The other thing that you and I have talked off and on about is this business with Casks and Flights and allowing them to operate in some of the changing circumstances around in COVID and, you know, liquor consumed on the premises with restaurants. How large is the size? How many on which side of the street and all of that? You're proposing some changes there too, right?
Exactly. So in short, there's a lot of nuance to this, but in short, what we're saying is right now the city of Pensacola's ordinance that defines a restaurant and it being on a block with a bar is the same definition that the state uses for its SFS liquor license, which is 151 seat minimum, 51% food. So makes sense. You know, we've been using that same definition for years and years now as how we define restaurants. But the truth in practice is, you know, expect a restaurant to have 151 seats. It just goes back to small business owners and entrepreneurs. I mean, that's a difficult lift. So what we're looking at, instead of saying, well, the ordinance says one bar per block, now we're going to do two. You know, there's some fallacy with that ordinance as it is. So I didn't want to Band-Aid, you know, an old ordinance. And plus, we're not doing this for just Casks and Flights. We're not doing that. This is something that is the policy of the city, right? So we have to take a holistic view and make sure that it's something that works for everybody and is a positive benefit to everybody. And so that's what we're going to do, is we're ultimately going to be able to lower the number of seats that you would have to have to be defined as a restaurant. Now, how you decide to sell liquor at that point, whether you purchase hundreds of thousands of dollars for COP or any other form or just be beer and wine, that's up to you. That's between you and Tallahassee. But what we're saying is we're not going to be impede someone's ability to be defined as a restaurant if they have a restaurant permit, you know, which means they had an on-site inspection and those things you read about in the newspaper about passing and failing inspections. You know, that's going to be required of anybody that would have that license. And that number is going to go down. Right now, we're proposing 25 seats. So that's what we're looking at. I think that is brings us, you know, a change that's good and probably keeps us up with the times of what the real business model of a restaurant is and being able to make sure that they're successful.
And part of this ordinance would be to repeal the authority to have bottle clubs, which has kind of been this on again, off again problem we've been dealing with. Not a practical reality right now, but certainly something that we understand why you'd want to prohibit that going forward. I appreciate that. We always run out of time with you, but I don't want to go without mentioning this. There's also going to be a deal talked about with the Port Warehouse where we're going to do the pickleball deal. That deal is on the agenda. And tucked all the way down at the very bottom of the agenda, repealing the prohibition of skateboarding on sidewalks in the city of Pensacola in conjunction with yesterday's announcement of the May 2nd grand opening for the Blake Doyle Skate Park. I have to assume that part of this repeal is based on the recent horrible death of a young skateboarder on the street. Am I reading too much into this, or is that part of the motivation here?
You know, perhaps this is something Councilman Jones, brought to me and we're co-sponsoring, really another example of like the restaurant ordinance, another example of trying to get us, you know, with the times, so to speak, on having some old ordinances that just really haven't been looked at in a while. And, you know, the prohibition on skateboarding in cities is going away fairly quickly. I think we're probably an outlier that we even have that at this point. Understand why it was put in, but, you know, that, so it's really been more of the conversation around the investment we're making. We don't need it to run the skate park, for example.
Right.
But it was just, you know, something to say, hey, you know, and Councilman Jones rightfully, you know, said, hey, look, you know, I'm looking at this thing. No city really is doing this anymore. This might be a good time to clean this up. So really in the same vein that the restaurant situation, the restaurant ordinance.
Well, on behalf of the skateboarders, I thank you. I appreciate that. We always like to end with a bit of a lightning round for Mayor Reeves. The first question for you, serious question of sorts. Do you use your horn when you're driving? If so, when?
Yes, I do. Guilty as charged. And probably most often when someone's on their phone waiting at the light that's been green for 10 seconds.
But the gentle, not so gentle. Giddy up, son. Giddy up.
Yeah, how quickly I do it has lengthened now that I'm mayor. I can't be honking at people.
Is there a food that you loved as a kid that you still love as an adult, but you feel embarrassed to eat because it's kind of a kid-oriented food?
Ooh. I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is chicken nuggets, but I'm not embarrassed to eat them. I just had them at the airport on the way up here. So,
nice.
Maybe I should be. Maybe I should.
That's fantastic. Last question. What's the most useful class you took in college, like one that really has been of benefit to you?
It took in college. Oh, definitely. Communication classes. I mean, it was my major, but, you know, comm studies, courses, there's a couple of them, but, not only could they make me write a 30-page paper. Now I guess kids shouldn't have a computer do that for them, but also just, you know, communication's important, whether you're a journalist, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're the mayor, you know? So those are things that prove valuable for me. So
absolutely.
I tell people, if you don't know what you want to do in college, communication is a real good opportunity because you know you're going
to
need it.
Learn how to type and learn how to speak. Those are some pretty crucial skills. Mayor D.C. Reeves, always a pleasure, sir. Have a good time at Harvard and with the presentation tomorrow on the Hollis T. Williams. We'll look forward to talking to you next week and then at the city council meeting next Thursday. Sir, thanks as always for the time.
Of course. All right. Thanks, Andrew.
You bet. 753 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
The Pete Moore Imports lineup of Volkswagen crossovers and SUVs will fit your lifestyle and your particular budget, whether a Taos, Tiguan, or Atlas. Pete Moore offers you smart choices, starting with the 2023 VW Taos. This sporty crossover is a joy to drive and is packed with technology. Right now, a 2023 Taos SE is discounted to start from $31,439. The 2023 Tiguan SE comes with third-row seating, modern looks, and cargo capacity to hold plenty. It's discounted to start from $32,899. And for the ultimate comfort and more than enough room for your family, friends, and furry companions, the VW Atlas is built for adventure. The 23 Atlas SE with technology now from $41,599. Pete Moore Imports has the selection and prices you've been searching for. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tax, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
With all the events and class reunions coming up, one of the sure things on the menu is weight loss. Tune in tomorrow at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as one of the ProHealth team members will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth Medical Weight Loss Program can help you get in shape for summer and beyond. Get ready to feel and look better with the ProHealth Medical Weight Loss Program on the Pensacola Expert Panel with guest ProHealth.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Sometimes a family needs a little help to deal with life stresses. You can contribute to happy, healthy childhoods with a few simple steps. Notice families under stress. Offer a helping hand. Give your time. talk about healthy child development, connect a family with resources. Contributing to a great childhood can be as easy as being a good neighbor. For more, PreventChildAbuseFL.org. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Can we build it?
Yes, we can!
Take it all!
Oh man, I will tell you, it's as simple and primitive as this truck tickler design is for Graffiti Bridge, I'm excited to see this thing come to fruition. The picture's up on our Facebook page if you want to see it for yourself, but... you know, there you go. Real
we
simple.
Should get to name it like the street sweeper.
That's right. There should
not
be a name for
the truck. I don't know why the truck tickler. That just freaks me out.
tell them about the traffic, Andy.
Roads are fun. We're not showing any slowdowns. There's an accident. This is my neck of the woods, 57th and Lillian, right near the church and the graveyard there. But it looks like it has been moved on to the side, not slowing anything down, I should say. But listen, if you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Oh, somebody put in a good note here. They said that the one question is, what about fishing boats that are tall enough to hit the tickler and would hit the bridge, but they're turning to go into the boat ramp. So
well,
where would
sure
the tickler
fine.
Be positioned so that boats would be able to endure it, not be damaged by it, but because boats are going to turn off at the boat ramp? Hey, great question. I don't know the answer to that, but that's a good question. Because I assume it's going to be put back far enough that the truck can stop, and since the parking lot is like right at the bridge, no, that's a good question. I don't know the answer. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
After settling a defamation lawsuit from Dominion Voting Systems for more than $750 million, Fox News apparently still facing another lawsuit, a $2.7 billion lawsuit from voting tech company Smartmatic, who says Fox had spread lies that decimated their business. The CDC taking up a request today for a second dose of the updated COVID booster shot for older adults.
Bivalent booster began to be offered last September. And mRNA is not holding up as well as we'd like to in terms of durability of protection.
Dr. Peter Hotez from Baylor University says the booster will be important for those with weakened immune systems. And President Biden extending an invitation to the White House for the black teenager from Kansas City, allegedly shot by an elderly white man last week for ringing the wrong doorbell. 16-year-old Ralph Yarles, still recuperating from his injuries, apparently received a personal call from the president and is looking forward to taking up his invitation.
Yeah, this is just a horrible case. And we talked about it yesterday, but it's just a horrible case. And there's no justification for it. There's no situation in which that would be an acceptable thing to do for somebody that's just standing on your porch. And it's awful. I mean, it's just there's no way around. It's just plain awful. 7:59 on News Radio 92.3. David, thanks so much for the update. Netflix is ending its DVD by mail service, so if you were a subscriber, that's going to go away. Even though apparently it makes them a lot of money, I guess they think it's the cost of it, the stashing of the resources, all of that. Apparently it's not worth doing anymore. So they're moving away from that. When we come back, there are big bills going on in the Florida legislature today. Actually, three high-profile bills dealing with transgender issues, bathrooms and surgeries and drag shows, and we'll talk about all that when we come back on the Pensacola Morning News.
Your home for Dave Ramsey. Weekdays 1 to 4 is News Radio.